Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
Winter, a time for reflection and contemplation. And for farmers and ranchers, it's the blessed off-season, a time to recover both mentally and physically from the harrowing growing season. Once the snow flies and the days start to get markedly shorter, our local growers suddenly find themselves with free time, a rare occurrence in the long, hot days of August and July. I caught up with a few of our local farmers and ranchers to find out how they spend their off-season and to hear the reflections from this past growing season.
My name is Tyler Hoyt, and I run Green Table Farm in Mancos, Colorado. In the off-season, I focus more on skiing. I'm a racing coach for the Purgatory Ski Team, and I teach young kids how to ski fast. It's a lot of looking at seed catalogs, a lot of reviewing the things that we did in the past season, looking at numbers, and just gearing up with seeds and bigger orders for the next year. Mistakes from last year, we're going to reorient our fields actually from a north-south orientation to an east-west orientation. I initially thought that our soils would drain water better, and I'm finding that I need to work with my slopes a little bit more to get water drainage going, and that was one of our biggest downfalls last year, was a lot of crops got too much water.
Hi Kelly, this is Catherine Fulton with Kestrel Farm in Mancos, Colorado. I am usually wrapping things up at the end of October, and then I'll start up again in March with growing seedlings. And this year I'm doing some contract right-of-way work on the proposed paths to Mesa Verde Trail, as well as in the off-seasons I love to cook and make pottery. And I may even visit loved ones in faraway areas that I don't get to see during farming season. This past season, I raised turkeys, which was a new adventure. They became a little unruly, though, and even despite clipping wings, were diving into the jaws of dogs that wanted to kill them. So they became a little bit of a hassle, but we were able to mature them up, and they were delicious.
My name is Mike Nolan from Mountain Roots Produce in Mancos. In my off season, I tend to just kind of hang out and decompress from the previous season and start planning for the next season. We're working on a lot of stuff. We're going to be building a field fence for next season around our whole property. We plowed up an additional 3 to 4 acres. It's going to be going into summer cover crop for the 2018 season. Biggest thing that I want to change from last season is we worked too hard and not that smart sometimes. And I think I want to work smarter and not harder.
My name is Dustin Stein from Stubborn Farm and Brick Beef. Well, in the winters, I don't really have an off season. I stay pretty busy feeding cows and keeping water fluid. I typically prep for the upcoming season by repairing and fixing or replacing everything that I broke this past season, which is usually a full-time job for several weeks at least.
My name's Dave Banga. I have Banga's Farm in Mancos. Pretty much every other year has been a building kind of winter, so I'm around building stuff, repairing stuff, and skiing. Trying to get healthy again for the next season. And then other winters, going south and getting some camping time that I don't get in the summer, or basically a summer break elsewhere, because I don't get much summer fun stuff in here. Yeah, and I get more social too. Like in the season, I get pretty burnt out on even my friends. So winter comes around and I finally start having people over to my house and going out to things. And when I was just sitting here eating my salad, I'm like, oh, Kelly, you'll be here in a minute. I'm going to look at my calendar. And last year I planted my tomatoes already. So I was like, oh, I guess I got to get on that. It was kind of a difficult year all around. I turned 39 and my lower back started giving me issues that it hadn't before.
My name is Mindy Perkovich, and this past year I ran Early Bird Gardens, but I'm actually joining forces with Mike Nolan next year, and we're going to run Mountain Roots Produce together. Well, it's been the holidays, so we spend a lot of time with family. It's a lot of resting my body, I feel like, to kind of get ready for the next year. And then, like, cross-country skiing and cooking a lot of food. That's sort of what winter brings. Yeah, I mean, Mike and I are starting to farm together. We're going to do a lot of things different. We ordered all our onion seeds, and we're going to start onions pretty soon. Weeding. We're going to, like, buy a bunch of cool weeding equipment and see what works best on our piece of land and the weeds we have going on. I need to work less. I think we all need to work less and take better care of our bodies. So that's probably the biggest reflection. Take time off, everybody.